Mindfulness Man. Meditate to free your mind. Welcome to Mindfulness Man. I'm back from retreat now. It was excellent, but I went through quite a bit of mental torment, as I often do on retreats. But it was all incredibly cathartic stuff. And anything that I've got to share from that will happen naturally along the course of these talks. I hope the quality is starting to improve on these recordings, as I'm learning a little more. I don't really whistle my S's as I sound to be doing in the previous and probably this podcast. At least I don't think I do. Maybe I do. I have to get a handle on something called de-essing. Anyway, in the meantime, I will record to the best of my ability. Today, we're going to prepare for the madness of Christmas. This fantastic season that is upon us can be exhausting for many as they rush around trying to get last minute shopping or cater for masses of people. So, in this podcast, I'm going to attempt to give you a rest from all that madness and introduce an easier perspective on things. We're going to come to the breath as usual, but I'll introduce a reflection this time. Not for you to get lost in the words and carried away, but more to open you up to new ideas. This reflection is a piece that I wrote on my blog, mindfulnessman.com, about 6 months ago, and it was picked up by Becca from thankthenow.com. So thank you for publishing that, Becca, and thank you very much. So if we get into our posture, a seated posture, just being comfortable and upright, with no tension and no holding. So close your eyes. If you like, you can place one palm on top of the other. That's often quite the best way to place your hands and relax them. Now imagine a soothing wave of energy starting at the top of your head. This wave slowly moves over the scalp. Relaxing everything it comes into contact with. Move it down your forehead, into your eyes, cheeks, and jaw. Down the sides of your face, and into your throat. Relaxing and awakening the tension as it meets your body. Relaxing the chest, the belly, and the groin area. Then, sweeping it over the fronts of the thighs, down into the knees, and then shins, and into the top of your feet, feeling any sensations and letting go. Relax the toes, the soles of the feet. Feeling any sensations. Relax the calves. Relax the back of the knees. And sweep the attention, this wave of energy, up the back of the thighs and into the buttocks, feeling for any holding and letting it go. Now move the wave of energy in to your lower back. And feel it pull you into the right alignment for you. Straight, but not rigid. It might be a feeling of slightly rocking forward and back until you come into the right alignment for you, naturally. Now moving up your back, and it straightens your spine, yet lets the muscles of the back relax. So feel the back relax, even though the spine is straight, as straight as it should be. Move into the shoulders and down the fronts of your arms, relaxing, no holding, and into your hands, and feeling the aliveness of the energy in your palms. What can you feel in the palm of your hand? And letting this energy into the fingers. Complete letting go. Relaxing. Peaceful. Moving up the back of your arms. Back into the shoulders. Letting go of any tension. Moving up the back of the neck, relaxing and energizing the posture, and bringing the head into natural balance. Maybe slightly elevating the top of the head, and moving the energy into the back of your head, sides of your head, and then back onto the scalp, and feeling the sensations of the scalp. Now feel that energy seep through the skull into the brain, relaxing the brain's activity, encouraging it towards a state of quiet peace. the whole body and mind in complete harmony, relaxed and in a state of alive awareness. Completely immersed in this present moment, right here now, ever unfolding. Now bring your attention to the point of your nostrils where you feel the air coming in and out. Wait around here until you feel it. There's no rush. And there's no need to push and pull at the air. No forcing required. We only want to meet the natural breath, not ourselves doing the pushing and pulling. Don't have a judgment of yourself if you find that you're interfering with the flow of the breath. This happens, and part of the practice of letting go is found within the breath. All our lives we interfere with our surroundings, trying to hold and push the world into our desired shape. We're conditioned that way. This is not a getting something practice. There's no striving. We're trying to hold the breath lightly. A gentle awareness, waiting patiently for the breath to reveal itself. This brings tranquility naturally, as it does when nothing is forced. Being with as much of the in-breath as we can be, and being with as much of the pause between the breaths as we can be, and being as much with the out-breath as we can be, then just repeating it. That simple, that easy. We choose the breath because it's neutral. It's always happening, but always ignored. It brings this quality of tranquility that becomes soothing, joyful, and full of life. Life becomes richer and deeper than ever before. When we get washed away by waves of thought, we simply return to this gentle breath. Every time we see that we've been thinking, that itself is a moment of mindfulness. And this is the practice, the training. This is where the benefits are. Although we don't crave the benefits, as that pushes them away. We just allow the natural process of the breath to sweep the mind. The in and out flow being like the drawing and pushing of a broom, removing mental debris to reveal a clean and radiant mind, uncluttered, at ease, We learn to see this time spent sitting as our sacred time, not as time spent looking for gains. It doesn't work that way. These are moments of not wanting, of letting go, of becoming free from all that. Now, stay with the breath as I read this reflection. This way, it goes in much deeper, and it also becomes an opportunity for practice. You know how this all ends, so what's the big hurry? Much is made of productivity these days. I think it's overrated. I think the emphasis on productivity makes us spin in circles, mindlessly getting nowhere, like a hamster on a wheel. If you want to be productive, slow down. You may or may not get less things done. However, the things you do get done will be the things that really matter. When we slow down, the mind can see through the fog and make wise decisions. When you spend your life speeding up the process of getting things done, do you think that somehow your life is outside of that? Do you think you can hurry things and your life isn't also being hurried along? Look around you. People watch. Where are they all going at this insane pace? Are you one of them? You know how this all ends, so what's the big hurry? Savour every single part of your life, even the chores you don't like. They have much to teach you about yourself. Today, every time you have a chore to do that you dislike, that you procrastinate on, or rush through with manic fury, pause in the process and watch the mind. Watch the mind trying to get you to go as quickly as possible so you can be finished with the task. Don't give in though, go even slower. Try to get physical contact with something. This will act as an anchor from which to watch the mind. If you're washing dishes, mindfully feel the warmth of the dishwater glide over your hands and ask yourself, is this really so bad? If you have to walk somewhere, watch the tendency to rush. Try to walk at half your usual pace and watch the mind's reaction. Feel the contact of the soles of your feet as they meet the ground. When you get carried off by thoughts, stop. Then start walking slowly, again feeling the contact of the soles of your feet with the ground. If you pass a bench, sit on it, even if only for 1 minute, and drink in the sacred. Can you hear birdsong? Don't rush through life. Slow down. pause from time to time today. Is your mind okay with that? Or is it bullying you to crack on with the day? Look inside. Find out. When we slow down, the sacred pours in. Stop wherever you are right now. Feel it pour in. You know how this all ends, so what's the big hurry? And that's the end of the reading. Thank you very much for listening. And if you want to hear more of that kind of thing, of applying mindfulness to life, you can come over to the blog at mindfulnessman.com. And there you'll find more written pieces by me. Take good care. Have a fantastic Christmas and a happy new year. And I will speak to you in the new year or possibly just before. Have a brilliant time and thank you very much again. Bye.